This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A fire tore through a handbag factory in India's capital of New Delhi on Sunday morning, killing at least 43 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Government officials said the factory was making handbags, and raw materials stored inside allowed the blaze to spread quickly in the early hours of Sunday morning. The six-story building is located in a congested residential area, and the narrow streets made it difficult for emergency services to get access. On Sunday morning, officials said they had rescued 50 people. The cause of death, a doctor at one of the nearby hospitals said, was generally extreme gas intake or suffocation.
That was Reuters reporter David Doyle. One of the organizers of the protest, which took place in Hong Kong Sunday, said that he estimates 800,000 people were on the streets. Eric Lai said those who came out were committed to achieving their goals.
People are resilient and people are persistent to the five demands. And Carrie Lam needs to take this into consideration and should set up an independent commission of inquiry as soon as possible.
The demonstrations were a mass show of support for a protest movement that shows no signs of stagnating as it enters its seventh month. Protesters form a huge human snake widening for four blocks in Hong Kong Island, from Causeway Bay shopping areas to the Central Business District. Crowds were so large and dense at times that the march ground to a standstill. Periodically. North Korea said that it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of negotiations by year-end. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged North Korea not to take provocative actions. This is VOA News. According to documents reviewed by Kyoto News Service, Japan's army during World War II asked the government to provide one sex slave for every 70 soldiers. VOA's Arasha Rabasadi has more on the historical documents that highlight the state role in the so-called comfort woman system.
The 23 documents were gathered by Japan's cabinet secretariat between April 2017 and March 2019. According to Kyoto, they included 13 classified dispatches from the Japanese consulates in China to the foreign ministry in Tokyo, dating back to 1938. The sex slaves issue has been a source of a painful dispute between South Korea and Japan. The women were from Korea, Taiwan, and Australia, the Philippines, as well as Japan. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The FBI is working under the presumption that a fatal shooting at a Florida naval base carried out by an aviation student from Saudi Arabia was an act of terrorism. FBI Space Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas says investigators have determined the identity of the gunman.
The shooter has been identified as a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force who was a student, naval flight officer, at Naval Aviation Schools Command.
All international students at the Pensacola base have been accounted for. There have been no arrests, and the community is under no immediate threat, according to Rojas. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented what he called a budget to resist sanctions to Parliament Sunday and suggested a possible multi-billion dollar loan from Russia that would be a key source of revenues. The draft budget for the Persian year that begins on March 2020 comes with pressure mounting from U.S. sanctions and Iranians still reeling from a deadly crackdown last month on street unrest sparked by fuel rationing and a cut in subsidies. Carol Spinney, the man who created Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch for Sesame Street, has died at the age of 85 at his home in Connecticut. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zeroletta takes a look at his career.
Goodbye, Gordon.
Carol Spinney had his right hand in the air operating Big Bird's mouth for 46 years until 2015, and then still provided his voice until last year. He based the Oscar the Grouch voice on a New York cabbie. Spinney said in a 2015 Associated Press interview he liked Big Bird better because he was like his kid, and Oscar was the guy who never liked him. While people around the world know Big Bird, Spinney said he could lead an anonymous life.
I've been described as the most unknown famous person in America.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to visit social media sites for Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.